Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Rob Dressler. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Summers reaches second base with a double. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler juggles the ball. That's an error on Dressler. Summers scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. Whitaker moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson, who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simpson moves to third. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simpson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Tigers. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horton moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0-for-2 in the game. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner bunts towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Stinson moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein strikes out. One out. Pat Underwood now pitching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Anderson pinch hits for Joe Simpson. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mendoza moves to third. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.